That's michaelshealth.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, in just a moment to do the traditional Blueprint Power Hour episode. That'll be from 12 to 1. And then at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be joined by Nancy Sin to talk about the importance of the way you react to stress. Is more important than how often you are stressed out. Very, very important discussion. And then the last half hour, John Topp's going to join us to talk about CBD oil in human performance. So it's a great show. Just want to let everybody know, if you've never tried Thrive Advanced Protein Powder yet, here's an opportunity for you to do it. If you are a first-time buyer, this offer is only good for one per household. If you snap a picture of the current protein powder you're using and email it to snagsome@thriveprotein.com. Snagsome@thriveprotein.com. You will receive back a coupon code for an unparalleled 60% off on Thrive. This is the lowest price you can get Thrive anywhere in the world. It's a great opportunity for you to try. Only 1 pound, 1 pound jug per household, and this is for new buyers only, to get them to try Thrive Advance. So check that out. And without further ado,
calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm with a quick shout out to Dr. Jeff Blaney.
Yeah.
I requested a carbolin sample a few days ago. Figured I'd get a packet, maybe two. Boy, did he over-deliver. Two carbolin samples, multiple pre-alkaline caps, multiple pre-alkaline hardcore pre-workouts, didn't even know that existed, and a big bottle of liquid pre-alkaline. You know, interesting to note, I put carbolin to the test back in 2012 when I wrote the Blueprint 3.0, and at that time, I took glucometer readings of Vitargo, carbolin, and regular old waxy maize. And the winner was pure carbolin by a country mile. And now I only point that out because it was years before I knew he was the guy that was behind it.
Right.
So, you know, thanks, Dr. Jeff. You got some fantastic products.
Yeah, he's known around the internet as Supplement Santa. People ask him for, hey, can I try this? And he ends up sending them a box of stuff, and it's really cool what he does.
I can't wait to get into it. I think Wednesday I'm going to give the pure carbolin run, so I'll be able to speak to it maybe on next week's issue. I'll have a couple of workouts under my belt with it.
Now, real quick, I know you don't have anything special to pimp today, but you have some sort of an April special coming up that you want to talk about, right?
Yeah, I wanted to speak to that. Now, for new subscribers to the Blueprint Bulletin, we're going to have something special for you coming up in April. I can't speak to all of it and exactly what it's going to be, but it is an incredibly goodbye on the, in many cases, game-changing information that you get every month in the Blueprint Bulletin. And it's going to include a special report on a little something that I found that can increase protein synthesis 30 minutes after you take it and keep it elevated for 7 hours for under $10 a month.
Wow, that's cool. That's really cool.
So oh, that's coming
man.
Your way. April.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really it's cool stuff.
On that note, Ian Musgrove says, despite being in a caloric surplus and training my squats and deadlifts hard and heavy, my legs won't grow. I've heard you advocate Super Squats, the program Super Squats. I ordered and read it. What tweaks, if any, would you make to get the most out of it? And as far as my upper body is concerned, Progenidrex is the stuff, man. New PRs are the norm every week. When I do 8 to 12 rep ranges, I feel like my muscles are going to pop. It's pretty great. Worth mentioning, other than fish oil, whey, and curcumin, Progenidrex is the only supps that I use.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad you're liking it, man. It's one thing to hear the commercials play here for Progenidrex, but it's quite another to experience it. But with respect to Super Squats, it's one of, if not the best, at putting meat on people's bones. And yes, it'll for sure pack slabs of beef all over, but especially the legs. So let's take a look, though, at what some of my modifications would be. One of the bones that I have to pick with the original program is this piece of advice. It says, you know, take your best 10-rep set, you know, your 10-rep max, and squat it for 20. You know, I get the point, but for most trainees, that advice is going to do more harm than good. Instead, I would opt to perform a set where you're able to perform 20 reps, but keep a rep or two in the tank. And here's the important part. Take the time to perform just one 20-rep set prior to starting the program to get your baseline, and make sure you're close to your limit. Now, when you begin, add 5 pounds, maybe 10, when you start the program. That is going to be a lot more realistic and practical starting point for most, because building the mental intensity to reach 20 reps is only learned over at least 3 workouts. Now, that is not a license to start this program light or with a weight you can, you know, easily get 20 reps with. It does mean, though, that you'll start with something manageable and be able to build training momentum. And that's important in training, real important. Also, you know, do not get hung up on the fact you can't do this 2 or 3 times a week like they recommend. If you're really, really young, you may be able to, but don't get hung up on that, as the book suggests. Do get hung up on adding 5 to 10 more pounds every workout. The diet advice is spot on even today, and you should certainly follow it. I will say this, if you're going to drink that gallon of milk a day that they call for, make sure it's raw, unpasteurized milk, if at all possible. Makes a huge difference. And if there was one program Progenidrex was made for, this is it. Because it drastically increases your appetite, right? The anticyclist perithrum. And most of the carbs you eat will go directly to the muscle. So pair those two, Ian, make those modifications, and you will be well on your way to huge quads.
The next question comes from Matt Rinaldi. He says, what's your take on protein cycling? Is it worthwhile or bunk? Or is a high-protein diet preferred all the time?
You know, I think there's a lot of value in it, although most don't go about it the right way. The idea here is that by temporarily lowering protein, you'll get a much bigger protein synthetic response upon reintroducing high levels of it. But now let's take a look at a couple of examples. Bob Bodybuilder, right? He's taken in 300 grams of protein a day and 4,000 calories day in and day out. He reads about protein cycling, and he cuts 200 grams of protein a day out of his diet, but he keeps the rest of his diet consistent. The problem here is this. He's still eating 3,200 calories a day. And that really isn't enough to generate the alarm state that you're gunning for with protein cycling. Typically, trainees will also not change their training. That's a big mistake. You always want to couple increased training demands with low calories and low protein eating for brief periods of time. That 1-2 punch of greater physical stresses and lower protein plus lower calories. So it's a 1-2-3 punch. Throw the body into a state of alarm. And the practical effect is that the body upregulates every piece of anabolic machinery that it has. It just doesn't have the calories or protein yet to grow. Now, once that phase is done, it's time to do a 180 and load back in plenty of calories and protein. So for a period of, it's different in different people, I'll call it 2 to 6 weeks, there's a lag time before the body realizes it has enough calories and protein before it dials back its anabolic machinery. So presto, there's your window for accelerated muscle gains. I find periodic protein restriction to be far superior to the usual 1 gram protein per pound of body weight nonsense. Even that's overblown. It's really 1 gram of protein per pound of lean body mass. But be that as it may, by using protein cycling, you're going to go through a lot less protein powder or protein, and you're going to build more muscle. So what's not to like?
Let's go ahead and run right into this question. If we have to go a little long on this segment, we will. Paul Reynolds says, I had my testosterone checked, and it's 280 nanograms on a scale of 300 to 1,000 nanograms a deciliter. So this qualifies me for testosterone replacement, as I understand it. I've heard you talk a lot about it, but wanted to pick your brain some more. Assuming I can get test SIP, what dose will I be prescribed? That's a crapshoot amongst doctors. What did you notice when you started taking it, and how long did it take to notice the changes? Is it really going to improve my performance in the gym? Side effects I should be worried about? This is a long question. We may have to answer part of it now and part of it when we come back from the break. Let's see.
That's fine. It's a great question because a lot of people are in the same predicament, right? Your total test is way low. You're interested in HRT. Here's what you need to know. The average dose a doctor is going to prescribe is anywhere from 100 to 125 per week. In some cases, the doc will go up to 200 milligrams a week. But here in the Northeast, that's rare. You'd be surprised how it differs in different parts of the country. My first prescription was for 80 milligrams a week. And believe it or not, I had to talk him up for 50 milligrams a week. I didn't notice, Jack, and it didn't move my test levels up.
Well, in fact, that low of a dose has been clinically shown in two different studies to make a man hypogonadal, because after 2 weeks on that low of a dose, the hypothalamus tells the pituitary stop producing testosterone. And when you look at how testosterone cypionate releases over the course of a month, you're barely getting 3 milligrams a day after the third or fourth day. I mean, girls produce 3 milligrams a day.
Bingo. My luteinizing hormone, follicle stimulating hormone, was zero.
Right. There you go. There you go.
So the other route is to see a more progressive doctor, usually found practicing at a longevity clinic. So now, you're not going to get enough, in most cases, to be super physiological, right, in that range. But you can get to high optimal. And really, that's all you need for its quality of life and other benefits. So there's currently some hysteria about TRT I'd like to speak to. I'll try to keep this brief. This business of class action lawsuits brought by ambulance-chasing lawyers, look, there are some side effects you need to watch out for, but relatively speaking, test is one of, if not the safest medication I can think of. You know, pick up the PDR and look up testosterone. There is no overdose. There's nothing that gives you a high. There's no abuse potential. But nevertheless, there are some things to watch out for. Maybe I can get into those after the break.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we go ahead and take the break now? And then when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side, because I got 2 cc's to add to this discussion as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com. Your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Yo, mic check, mic check. Yeah, here
you go.
Welcome
back. So we're continuing to answer Paul Reynolds' question about testosterone HRT. And men, don't be fooled by thinking it's just about testosterone. There are other hormones that have to be replaced for men as well. We're just as complex as women are. But with that being said, go ahead, pick it up.
Yeah, well, we were talking about side effects, stuff to watch out for. One that I'm prone to is high red blood cell count, hematocrit and hemoglobin, and iron. Mine shoots sky high. Now, the practical effect is that over time, usually a year or more, the blood thickens, putting you at higher risk for stroke, etc. Now, interestingly enough, I read a paper recently written by a Harvard doc on that very topic. He couldn't find a single incidence of someone having a stroke using high doses of test. But It's not something you want to toy with. So it's best to play it safe. You do that by giving blood or having your doctor write a script for a therapeutic phlebotomy.
Or just start taking fish oil, curcumin, ginger. Those things automatically thin the blood. They are all antithrombotic. Make sure you get enough B vitamins and niacin in your diet. That's another therapeutic thing you can do as well.
Yeah, that all helps. I asked them about that, though, and they said, well, look, that's not going to take the place of your therapeutic phlebotomy. But your point's well taken. I do that, too. And by doing that, by giving blood every couple of months, you bring those red blood cell counts, hematocrit, hemoglobin, and so forth, down. That side effect kind of sneaks up on you. I say that because usually it takes a year or more of HRT for it to manifest. And that's why, guys, it's important to get blood work done every so often. How these guys back in the day and still today run a gram a week or more, I'll never know. I suppose it's because they're younger, and many aren't even under a doctor's care. Some don't even get blood work run at all, period. And that's kind of crazy in my book. Here's the bottom line. If you're below the normal range or even low normal of testosterone, talk to your doc about HRT. Understand it's probably a lifelong commitment, but it sure does improve your quality of life. You want, in my opinion, high normal levels, 750 to 1100 nanograms per deciliter, similar high normal ranges of free testosterone. That's all you need to see the benefits in and out of the gym. Now, I know you had 2 cc's.
Well, I mean, not everybody gets high levels of red blood cell and hematocrit. I've never been subjected to that. I'm also not a high aromatizer. I've never needed an aromatase inhibitor anytime I was using testosterone. I've been on since 2007. And over that period of time, I've used as much as 2 grams a week. And I've had no problems with red blood cell count. That's why I come back and say, look, if you're eating a diet that's pro-inflammatory, if you're eating in such a way, because listen, you had raging blood testosterone levels when you were in your early 20s, and no one's talking about hematocrit then. The body is still new. It's still young. It's able to cope and compensate for a lot of your bad choices. But then as you get older, that doesn't happen as much. So I think everybody is different. There are some people that definitely see an elevation in hematocrit, red blood cell count, a thickening of the blood. This is very dangerous. Even if you don't have a stroke, the wear and tear on the heart, what they are now calling blood viscosity, is can harm you over time. So you have to keep an eye on that. But don't just assume that you're going to be one of those people, and don't just assume that you need an aromatase inhibitor until you've been on for 6 or 7 months. And all of a sudden, your estrogen levels start going up. Only take those drugs if it's absolutely necessary. And I would back down on the testosterone before I'd add an aromatase inhibitor. And personally, or find ways to cut your body fat, because that's where aromatase is living and causing all the problems. That's it. I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah.
Matt Lawrence says, how's your body weight training coming? Is it so easy on the body you recover faster? Do you use any weights anymore at all? It sounds like you're doing really well on it. Can you go over the pros and cons of it again?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. My training is it's going fantastic. I've racked up some of my best gains ever over the last 6 weeks. Most of those off of HRT. So hormones aren't necessarily the final say in your progress. More on that later. Do I use it exclusively? No. You know, I introduce weights on at certain times to address lagging body parts. For example, I'm training convex conditioning moves on Mondays and Fridays. I also add static holds and strong range partials on calf work in between sets. On Wednesdays, I have a dedicated weight day, and there I'm alternating between barbell shrugs with just a minute between sets and a heavier day. Performing top range rack pulls. And there, I'll rest for 10 or more minutes between sets to move the really heavy weights. As far as recovery goes, I'd say it's true. You can recover quicker with body weight training. Don't be fooled, though. You still need your off days, right? I did wall walks a couple Mondays ago, two sets of five down the wall into a full bridge. Tried that again on Wednesday, and I wasn't strong enough to hold, you know, a single bridge. Now, I waited again until the following Monday and got two sets of eight. So rest days are certainly still needed. It takes a lot of strength to go from placing your hands on the wall onto the ground, even more to walk back up the wall, obviously, because you're fighting gravity. But I'll try to summarize it like this. The pros of body weight training are as follows. You can do it anywhere, anytime. It's free. It builds much greater balance, tendon, and ligament strength and flexibility versus weight training. Recovery is a bit faster. Athleticism is also greatly increased, and it's very scalable, meaning you can go from wall push-ups to one-arm push-ups and everywhere in between. As far as the cons go, okay, you might not develop that hulking bodybuilder look, but that's about it. You know, you really have the best of both worlds at your disposal, right? 9 out of 10 guys go to a gym. So why not take advantage of both of them? If you're younger, you can productively train, I would say, 70% of your movements with free weights and save 25% for the body weight stuff. Reverse that if you're older. One thing I will recommend is keeping chin-ups in the mix. Always, always, always.
Great movement.
Here's the reason. They keep mass gains honest, right? Because if you put 10 pounds of weight on and all 10 pounds were fat, it's going to show up right quick in your chin-ups. Even 5 pounds of fat, you're going to show up. So keep those chins in your rotation. If I had to perform one exercise for my back, it'd be chin-ups. Hope that helps.
Very, very good. And right on cue, because we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have a question from Steve Stewart. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Visit CoachRobRegish.com today and often. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Steve Stewart says, I have a question about injury. I have a trick shoulder that acts up from time to time. They don't hurt while I'm training, but they do the days that follow. This isn't good pain. I'm not sure what to do about it. The pain is in the front and rear delt. It's weird because I can lift my arm up and out in front of me with no pain, but if I move it out to the side, it really kills me. I feel it's in my rear delt. I'm just confused what to do. Take some time off, change my exercises, or a little bit of both.
Well, a lot of shoulder injuries are cumulative. And compounding that is the fact that most trainees fail to perform one pull for every push they do. Now, typically, you'll see 4 sets of bench followed by 4 sets of inclines, maybe a couple sets of declines, a couple sets of flies, and then a couple sets of cable crossovers to finish off. You know, where is the pulling or rowing movements to offset that? You know, supersets make a lot of sense here, and I encourage all my trainees to do so. Rep for rep and set for set, make sure you're doing one pull for every push. Secondly, what do you do for warm-ups? One tip is to use bands. You know, grab the bands in a chest expander type of movement and pull on them until you feel it in your shoulder, whatever part it is that hurts. Now move the band up and down a little bit until the pain goes away. That really is a neat trick that works, so try it the next time you're in the gym. Face pulls with bands are another excellent warm-up for the shoulder, and in fact can be practiced in between sets. So in that fashion, you'll really ratchet up the pulls versus pulling work. And then finally, DMSO and CSIS work wonders on shoulders. I've got a DMSO roll-on that I use prior to warm-ups, and it really helps. Anywhere from 1,600 to 2,000 milligrams a day of CSIS can cure many a shoulder injury. It really does work, and it's far better than glucosamine chondroitin, in my opinion. High-dose fish oil also helps. We know that's anti-inflammatory, but it takes longer to work than, let's say, CSIS. You should be taking fish oil anyway, 3 to 6 grams a day for general health purposes.
Jim Longy says, of all the supplements you take, which one could you not live without? I mean, it gets expensive. If you had to take only one, which one would it be?
That's an easy answer for me. It's Synthogen, and it's not just because it's my product. So I'm going to go over a couple things most people probably know about Synthogen, but there's some new information in here too. And so this is hot off the presses. First, you know, let's look where supplements can have a drug-like impact. It's intra-workout. And the reason there is that blood flow is elevated to the muscles no less than 400%. So it's easy to get the goodies into the muscle cell. The top of the list for those goodies are the 9 essential amino acids. And Synthogen uses a very special arrangement of those 9 aminos, and it outperforms gobs of essential aminos, regular EAAs. Now, don't take my word for it. Go ahead and try it. I want you to dose 10, 20, even 30 grams of EAAs in and around your workout versus Synthogen. There is no comparison. A lot of it boils down to this. Synthogen also fuels the cell with ATP, carnosine, and other energy substrates. It does that primarily with orotic acid, something very few companies will spring for due to its cost. So as you're depleting the muscle cell of ATP during training, Synthogen goes to work putting it back in. So right off the bat, we have elevated protein synthesis, 600% per the studies done on regular essential aminos, and chemical energy being replenished as fast as it's depleted. And that point is the real differentiator for Synthogen versus anything else, because not even creatine can replenish chemical energy that fast. I mean, it really is real time. Orotic acid also increases both beta-alanine and carnosine levels simultaneously. Yet, if you're looking at the Synthogen label, you'll see it layers a hefty dose of beta-alanine on top of that. So the question becomes why? Because studies show that beta-alanine can play a role in accelerating protein synthesis. That's right, it can. But you don't get that in most formulas because beta-alanine is left to combine with histidine to build more carnosine. So it's a double whammy. You now have less beta-alanine and histidine, an essential amino acid, around to optimize protein synthesis. You're being robbed. One other benefit of boosting those two is accelerated wound healing. This is not just for your muscles then. It's for injuries too. All over the web, you're going to find feedback from people that Synthogen will heal injuries. It wasn't designed for that, but it's a healthy coincidence. PKTP is included in the formula to increase, not just to increase ATP levels, but to ensure all the ingredients are delivered to the muscles and keep that nutrient flow elevated for up to 6 hours. The entire process is predicated on methylation in the liver, which is why TMG is included. It has the necessary methyl groups, and it's a lean body mass generator and fat loss agent in its own right. Last but not least, we get to Reponticum carthamoids extract, and this is what's new. The latest batch of Synthogen we have in stock contains a lot more than it used to. You need only look at the label and where it appears in the blend to see what I'm talking about. I can't say how much more, but it is way overkill for a 220-pound man. So much so, a lot of you are going to be able to get away with dosing just 10 caps pre-workout instead of the 5, 5, and 5 I typically recommend. That's a 33% reduction in dosing. It's going to help you stretch a bottle that much farther. What RCE does is it speeds messenger RNA translation in the ribosome. So this is the factory of the muscle cell. In that factory are little workers, and they take the essential amino acids, or BRICs, and it puts those together to form new muscle protein. The end result is that you recover incredibly fast. Delayed onset muscle soreness, that's a thing of the past. You can train so much more frequently. Long story short, you take it before, sometimes during your workout, and you get up the next day and you feel like you could work out again. So look, I know it's my product and people are going to think I'm biased, but I still get emails to this day from guys on steroids who write me to say Synthogen recovers them faster than the drugs do. Now, I forwarded several of these to Carl, who can tell you I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
The latest guy was using 200 milligrams of Test and Deca a week. Then he added Synthogen and was blown away. Now, people who listen to this show know I tell it like it is, whether that's my products or another company's. Try a bottle just once. You will never train without it again. And you'll find that on CoachRobRegish.com, more info. But yeah, this latest batch that we've got in, it was a huge increase. We were going to increase it anyway. The lab messed up and like doubled whatever our own increase was going to be.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we got the blueprint tip of the day, which is thoughts on being off HRT for a month now, right? So you've stopped HRT.
Yeah.
It's been a month now. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Coach Rob Regish. Stay tuned.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at Michael's Health.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to talk about stress. You know, we always hear this this statement that stress kills. Not always. How you handle your stress may be more important than how often you're stressed out. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, Coach Rob Regish is going to deliver the blueprint tip of the day. After his being off of testosterone replacement therapy for one complete month, what did you find out?
Well, right, a month ago I decided to come off. And it's worth noting, without any real post-cycle therapy. Now, of course, I have HCG and tamoxifen on hand. But I really wanted to see what life was like off. Now, I didn't cycle off entirely naked here. I used the following. 0.5 milligram of Arimidex twice a week, plus 100 milligrams a day of DHEA. The ephedrine caffeine EGCG stack, plus some Forskolin. Over-the-counter test booster, test factor, I think it was called. And then Synthogen plus Thrive post-workout. Now, the reference range for all labs was 250 to 1100 nanograms per deciliter. 10 days after my last shot, I had a total test of 665, right? So about the middle of the range. At the 1 month mark, test was down to 105. Here's the thing, though. I was still gaining in the gym. I was doing more reps on all my body weight work, plus adding weight and time to my static holds and strong range partials. So the question becomes, you know, what to make of all this? I think, number one, I don't think testosterone levels are the end-all, be-all that everyone makes them out to be. They certainly help. Nobody's debating that. But they, you know, it's not game over if you're not high or optimal. Number two, 100 milligrams a day of DHEA did not raise testosterone or free testosterone in me. Next time, I'm going to be trying transdermal DHEA. Number three, Forskolin. Too early to tell, really. You know, having only been taking it for 4 weeks. Most studies are 12 weeks. Number four, I can still recover incredibly fast thanks to Synthogen. Five, Thrive got to the party late. I had only used it for 2 to 3 workouts towards the end. But I can tell you, after going through one jug just yesterday, it will be a staple for me going forward. And then, finally, the anabolic diet may well hold some advantages is if I had to peg one thing in this mix that kept me from dropping muscle, it would be that. It would be that. So other notes. I can tell you I had a big drop in mood, right? The lower test got, call it grumpy old man syndrome. And I'm sure that would have continued had I stayed off. On the other hand, my cholesterol, HDL, LDL, and triglyceride breakouts are stellar. Even eating big blocks of cheese and fried eggs, right, on the anabolic diet. Which brings me to the plan now. So I'm going to go back on HRT along with, and I've already started, some micronized creatine mono. That I picked up for sale. You know, you can get a kilo of it now for like 10 bucks.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know.
It's incredible. So now, the testosterone isn't going to exert any effects in 10 days, but creatine might. So knowing it has done little to nothing for me in the past, I am using it paired with a unique over-the-counter product that has been way overlooked. It's not glucose, not RALA, berberine, or any other glucose disposal agent. There is research showing that using this ingredient plus 3.5 grams of creatine gets more of it into the muscle cell versus 5 grams of creatine plus 70 grams of sugar.
Hmm.
You know, does it work? In 3 days, I put on 7 pounds all in the muscles. And that's coming from a guy who's a creatine non-responder. Let me put that in perspective for you. Those are methyl one test-like gains without the health risks. So truly, this is a major breakthrough, I think, for guys who want to look or perform great in a hurry. And here's the best part of all. The entire stack, these two items, cost less than $20 a month. So the exact ingredients and other particulars are going to be shared with my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers in a future issue. But know and understand that simple micronized creatine mono is going to help a lot of guys provided they can load it properly. Now, I'm also going to tell you this. That additional 7 pounds that I put on, while it visually, I guess, impressive, worked against me when I went to do my one-arm shins and push-ups yesterday. What I'm getting at is, I think a product like Crealkaline is going to be ideal for me or anyone wishing to maximize their, you know, pound-for-pound strength. And for that, I thank Dr. Galini, and can't wait to get back on the Carbola.
Yeah, it's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been several years since I've used it, but I've heard Dr. DePasquale talk about the midweek carb spike.
Right.
So that's going to be happening tomorrow, and I'll be doing it with Carbola.
Yeah, I mean, it's not sugar, but it definitely gets into the muscles very quickly. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Have you done shows about Carbolin with him?
Yeah. We've talked about it, how what it's made out of, how it works. He's even funding research within diabetics. They seem to do better with Carbolin as a carbohydrate source.
Wow. Now, does creatine do anything for you, Carl?
Yeah, absolutely. I put on weight very quickly with creatine.
Like you put actual pounds on the scale?
Yeah. I if I do the load, you know, the 20 grams a day for 5 days and then drop down to 5 to 10 grams a day thereafter.
Yeah.
After the first week, I'm up about 7 pounds.
So similar, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I respond well to creatine.
I can't believe how fast and the magnitude of how it worked in just 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, I've been using Crealkaline for quite some time now because I don't want that extra weight, to be honest with you. I just don't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, there are other things that you can get your muscle bellies full with besides creatine. And Crealkaline I use because I want the extra reps on my sets. I want to perform better. I don't want to add weight to the scale.
That is exactly what I have found with Crealkaline in the past. I get the major performance benefits, even some of the fullness, without the extra 7, 5, 6, 7 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's great stuff. Very, very efficient. Well, it's effective at 1/10 the dose of creatine mono. And it's convenient as hell. You got a couple of purple caps.
In fact, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Dr. Jeff Galini was just awarded a new patent on a higher bioavailable glutamine called Glutazorb.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it's kind of in the same vein as Crealkaline. You can use a lot less glutamine but get more of it into your body and into your muscles using this new patented delivery system.
Can it be used on other stuff?
His delivery system?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it could. You know, and we just talked about this. So when I had him on the show last Wednesday, I said, you know, those of you out there who are dreaming of, you know, starting your own supplement business, maybe you have an idea for a supplement that you know can't miss. It's the perfect idea, but who do you go to make it for you? And, you know, you can reach out to All American Pharmaceuticals. Now, it's a business. You have to pay money. But if you really have a dream, if you really think that you have a supplement that would be a huge success, I mean, if you use All American Pharmaceuticals, not only will you get highest quality produced product, but you can also leverage some of the technology they have in-house already to use for your own.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, he's got a monster there in Crealkaline. I don't know if you've been out there to visit him.
Oh, yeah. We go once a quarter. In fact, I'm leaving Thursday to go out there again.
I've only heard the stories. But way back when, I think Mass was the first company to carry Crealkaline. And it's just exploded from there. So I'm looking forward to getting back on it so I can get some of these pounds off and get my body weight stuff up.
Yeah, no, it's great stuff. It's something that you can definitely trust. Anyway, real quick, fastmusclebook.com, is that still being promoted right now?
Yeah, the pre-launch is there. We're getting much closer to mid-April, which is when the actual book will be delivered to the people that have signed up for the pre-launch. And it's going to be, for under a dollar, 15 ways to grow drug-free muscle. There's a hell of a lot of information in there.
For 99 cents. Could you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much information that can take you to the next level. Not even funny. So whether you're familiar with my stuff already or you're looking for an easy entry point, fastmusclebook.com gets it done.
All right, Rob. We'll see you next Tuesday, I guess, right?
You got it.
All right, brother. Talk to you then. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about stress. Is it killing you? Some people seem to be able to deal with a lot of stress. What's the secret? Stay tuned.
Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
If you take curcumin, curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So many of us live with a great degree of stress. In this day and age, I mean, if you're not stressed out about things in your life, you're going to be stressed out about artificial things you have no control over, delivered to you by the news, by social media, and so on. And we've all heard that stress kills, and stress definitely shortens telomeres. It does a lot of nasty things to the body. It ages you faster. So what is the answer? Really, the role of managing stress may be the greatest solution. We're going to talk now with Dr. Nancy Sin. She's with the Center for Healthy Aging, Department of Biobehavioral Health at Pennsylvania State University. How are you doing, Dr. Sin?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And you sound upbeat. Do you deal with a lot of stress in your life?
I try to minimize it, and I also try to cultivate resources so that I have a lot of good things going on to help me handle the stress.
So talk about your research. Why this study? What questions still needed to be answered?
Well, so I'm very interested in how stress may lead to poorer health. And there have been many biological pathways proposed to explain this link between stress and health. And one of the pathways we were interested in is heart rate variability. And so for anyone who is not familiar, heart rate variability is the variability in intervals between consecutive heartbeats. And it reflects the cardiac regulation of the autonomic nervous system. And there's been research for decades showing that people with lower heart rate variability tend to have a greater risk for developing heart disease as well as early death.
So for those out there, we've done shows about heart rate variability
Oh, okay.
and performance. And, but for those who still don't have a grasp of this. In simplest terms, the range, the dynamic range in how slow and how high your heart rate can go would be considered the range of variability, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so somebody whose heart rate, their resting heart rate is 59, but then they go out and they jog and they get up to 170, that's a pretty good heart rate variability. But there are people out there who their heart rate stays within 10 beats of, let's say, 90 beats per minute all the time.
Yeah, and actually what we're looking at is the interval between the heartbeats. Those who have higher heart rate variability, this actually kind of reflects the capacity to respond to physical and environmental challenges.
Okay.
So you're right that having higher heart rate variability is considered better for health.
Okay. So talk about your research, your study. How was it designed?
So we had data from a national study of midlife and older adults. Mm-hmm. So this was over 900 participants in America, aged 35 to 85, so a very broad range. And we had them do telephone interviews for 8 evenings. And during these telephone interviews, we asked them about their daily experiences, so their negative emotions that day, and whether they had encountered any stressful events. And we were interested in just minor stressful events that can happen in your daily life. So things like getting into an argument or having a deadline at work, being stuck in traffic. Unlike the major forms of enduring stress or trauma, these minor events can occur very frequently.
Right, right.
And on a separate occasion, the participants completed a physical exam and an electrocardiogram, and that allowed us to obtain different measures of heart rate variability. So what we found was that the number of stressful events that people reported was not related to heart rate variability.
Mm.
But it was the people who perceived those events as more stressful or who experienced greater spikes in negative emotions on those days when they encountered stress, those are the people who tended to have lower heart rate variability.
And so those individuals, and we've all always heard this, you know, oh, it's the way you learn to cope with stress. You have to learn to cope with stress. But some people can't. Some people, I mean, we just talked about this past Friday. People become stressed out if a video loads too slow on the internet now. You know, and if you're watching these reality TV shows where people are fighting with each other, I'm sure that if you put, a halter monitor on somebody while they were doing that, they would see physiological changes like they're in that fight with them. So all of these little instances of stress in our life aren't necessarily dangerous unless we internalize and interpret them differently.
Yes, exactly. And people often think of stress as something major. And of course, major forms of stress are so important for health. But I think what often gets neglected in research is looking at these minor stressful events that can pile up. And because they're so common, your reactions to them can be very important for long-term health.
Okay, so you did not find a correlation between heart rate variability then in this particular group. But what were some of the characteristics, the salient characteristics of the people who seemed to cope with stress worse? Were there anything that you could put your finger on?
So here it really seems like it's responding to stress with a greater degree of negative emotions and having these more negative perceptions of these events that tends to be more consequential for health. And we also find this in another study. We had another study looking at this very similar concepts, stress reactivity versus stress exposure. And we find that it's those people who respond more negatively to stressful events that have greater inflammation. And positive emotions were also important as well. So people who experience a bigger drop in their positive emotions on those days when they have a stressful event they tend to be at greater risk for high inflammation.
What information did we know about the participants in this in the original trial that you were using the data from? Do we know, for instance, I know there's going to, you know, I've come to this conclusion. Look, I'm Italian and I'm Catholic. Okay. Mm-hmm. Guilt is a tool amongst Catholic Italians. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I kind of get this feeling when I look at my life, I'll be 58 this year, that, it was almost expected of me. To feel, to react a certain way to situations. If I didn't, you know, my mother used to have a saying, "Capa frisch," clear head. Like, you know, you have such a clear head. You're not worried about this. You know, like, oh, I'm supposed to worry about this. And I almost feel sometimes this is a learned behavior, and it may be learned in some social circles more than others. Do we know any type of religious preferences of the people who are participating in the, in this study?
Oh gosh! So this was actually part of a much broader national study, and we have all kinds of data. So I didn't exactly look at the data on their on religion, but we do know that on average people were 57. So this is middle adulthood, and just on average, this is reflective of Americans. So people were kind of were overweight. Almost obese on average, and kind of low levels of physical activity. So we know that there are health behaviors and perhaps other lifestyle factors that could be involved. And it's possible that it could be that people are handling stress poorly by engaging in worse health behaviors, and that could be leading to lower heart rate variability or greater inflammation.
You know, just yesterday we had an NIH researcher, Dr. Artemis Simopoulos, on talking about the role of omega-6 versus omega-3 fatty acids. And we started to talk about the brain. And one of the things that she said was that people who have a higher, 20-to-1 consumption, which is the average American diet today, of omega-6 to omega-3, these people tend to be more anxious, tend to be violent more. They tend to be moodier. And even children who are diagnosed with ADHD and things like that, when they look at the blood content of their omega fats, they find out that these people are dominant in omega sixes. This also leads to obesity, quite frankly. And so I'm wondering if the way we handle stress has a nutritional component associated with it.
Oh, absolutely. So we did not look at their diet here, but I think that is a major part of the stress process and how stress kind of gets under the skin and influences biological wear and tear. So we do know that people who have depression and elevated stress and lower positive emotions tend to have worse diets. And that also speaks to what's modifiable. So if you are someone who is under stress, you might want to consider changing your diet, being more careful about what you eat, and that could be a way to mitigate the effects of stress on health.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk more about the autonomic nervous system, and also maybe meditation, and if in fact that is a possible solution. We're talking with Dr. Nancy Sin. We're talking about how you perceive stress and handle it may be more important than how much stress you have in your life. And that's something that is manageable. That's the good news. You can't always manage how much stress comes into your life. Things happen. But how you handle those events may be the key to longevity and health. Stay tuned.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done
for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Nancy Sin from Penn State. We're talking about stress. So, I want to talk about meditation first, but then I want to talk about caffeine consumption because these are diametrically opposed. So, do you think it's as simple as meditating? You know, there's so many good forms of meditation. You can learn how to do it on the internet. With a little practice, you become very proficient at it. You think it's just as simple as spending more time meditating to cope with the stress that you live in your life? You know, life with the foot on the gas pedal all the time. Once in a while, you have to tap the brake.
Yes. Well, so there's been so much research. It's just been exploding on meditation, specifically mindfulness meditation, and its benefits for health and for mental well-being. So I think it really depends on the person and whether you are someone who enjoys meditation and can put in the time to practice it. But if you are someone who is inclined, then yes, there are just so many benefits. And I think one of the reasons why meditation is so helpful is because it can help to reduce rumination or these intrusive thoughts when you encounter something stressful. So often when you're facing stress, you're just brooding and thinking about it, and that kind of prolongs your physiological and emotional reactions. And so with meditation and practice, you can stem the and stop those reactions and return to your baseline level.
Right. So now let's talk about the flip side of that, right? Everybody mm-hmm. drinks coffee. You know, people, the average person who drinks coffee today is getting 300 to 400 milligrams of caffeine typically in a cup of coffee. This is so much higher than what our parents consumed in a 3 or 4 ounce cup of coffee. Also, the brewing processes are different to extract even more caffeine. We've learned that the darker beans are not as powerful as the lighter beans. The blonde mm-hmm. coffees are strong. And everybody's obsessed with caffeine. In fact, I gave up caffeine recently and I posted on Facebook a 1 month snapshot of my resting heart rate from my Fitbit. And my resting heart rate went from 65 to 57 over the course of a month. And mm-hmm. I sleep better and I feel better. But we're all so jacked and revved up all the time. What is this doing as far as to the stress response in general?
You're right. People are very reliant on caffeine, and especially when they are under a lot of stress and have many demands on their time, and we're kind of relying on caffeine because we aren't resting, we aren't sleeping, and perhaps we aren't eating well or taking care of ourselves. I know that the research is somewhat inconclusive or mixed on caffeine, so I can't speak to the health benefits or detriments, but I do think that if someone is relying on, say, a lot of coffee because they aren't resting, then that is, of course, a major problem for long-term health.
Yeah, one of my frustrations with both coffee and alcohol is that we have all these special interest studies out there promoting them and saying, oh, well, coffee will prevent Parkinson's disease. Coffee will prevent multiple sclerosis. And I wrestle, I rail against alcohol for the same reason. Oh, alcohol is good for you. I say, look, if coffee and alcohol are good for you, give them to your dog, give them to your children, because if they're good for you, they're good for the kids. Oh, no, you can't give that to kids. And I'm of the rule that the women and children first rule. And mm-hmm. I say, if it's good for women and children, it's good for me. If it's bad for women and children, it's bad for me. What makes me disposable as a human being? And, mm-hmm. this is silliness that we want to be validated for the things that we love and say, oh, well, they're good for us too. And it's nonsense. They may not be good for us at all. With that being said, what can you teach us, perhaps, when if I have someone in the audience or even myself, we're having a stressful mm-hmm. day, we can feel it. We start to get that tension. For me, I feel it in my gut and my chest. What can I do to snap out of it? Is there any lessons learned from any of the research that you've done?
Yes, there are many ways that people can modify their emotions and their responses in the moment. And certainly this is something that takes practice. So there are cognitive strategies for changing your thoughts and your perceptions about the situation. And even though it sounds cliche, just taking a step back and trying to reassess how important this experience is in the big picture, that can be very important. And then if it's a situation that you can't change, then I think that engaging in other kinds of behaviors to help reduce stress is very important. So, for example, trying to cultivate other hobbies, resources, close friendships, and that you can rely on during your times of stress.
Sometimes, and something you just said just piqued my interest because mm-hmm. of my own personal situations these days. Sometimes you just have to go, and I can't say this on the air, F it. There's nothing I can do about this. F it. I can't, I'm not going to worry about it. It is what it is, and let me just move past it. Because at the end of the day, only death mm-hmm. is a life or death circumstance. You know what I mean? That's it. And unless you're facing ultimately death because of this uh-huh. circumstance, chances are you can get past it and do something else.
Right. And it really also depends on the situation. And if it's something that you can change and you really can think of things that you can do to make the situation better, then certainly just trying to think through those solutions. But if you can admit to yourself that this is a situation that you can't do anything about, then that's where, you know, saying F it is important, and accepting the situation is important.
Don't you also think, and obviously this can come with age, but sometimes not, because sometimes people, very young people, have to deal with and cope with lots of loss. But mm-hmm. the more loss you have and you come out of it, I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. I have somebody that I know that's going through a divorce, and she's very young, and she has two children. And I said, look, you know, you'll get through that. Oh, how can you be so sure? And I said, because at soon to be 58 years old, I've lost my mother, my father, my sister. That was my whole family right there. I've lost my family to divorce, lost my home to foreclosure. I've lost the car because a judge wanted to give it to my ex. I've lost so much now that when mm-hmm. I look at loss now, I go to myself, I'll be okay with this because I've lost so much and I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still moving forward. I'm still doing the things I want to do. And sometimes you have to lose things and then come out the other end standing up and go, wow, I'm still here. I'm still functioning. I'm okay, to realize that nothing except death is a life mm-hmm. or death situation, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got a very healthy perspective about it. And I think that some people are more resilient than others. So with some people having to go through what you did, they would not be so resilient. They would not be functioning so well. And that's something that many scientists are interested in, is why is it that some people are more resilient, and how can we harness that?
Because my optimism about my future is greater than my pessimism about what mm-hmm. has happened to me. I mean, really, that's what it is. I'm not an eternal optimist, because I know when to give up on things and move mm-hmm. on, but I'm optimistic about my life. I still believe that there's a lot more good that's going to happen, a lot more exciting things that's going to happen. And that's my secret. You know, mm-hmm. I'm always working on new projects. I'm always doing new things associated with the radio show and other business ventures. And so I always have those things to look forward to. I don't mm-hmm. sit still and wallow in now, because now is bad, and I don't have time to relive what happened in the past that was bad, because I'm too consumed with looking forward.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there has just been so much work coming out now showing that optimism and positive emotions and also being very engaged socially can have many benefits for heart health and longevity.
I learned from my cousin Joey Colangelo, who passed away a few years ago, when my sister was struggling with Parkinson's disease, and he used to say, just say F it. He would say the word, just say F it. And you know what? I actually thought to myself, you know, why isn't that a good way to handle things uh-huh. that you have no control over? Why not? And then it makes me laugh when I say it. I think it's funny that I'm saying this. And if somebody's mm-hmm. with you and you say it, they start laughing. And I say, go ahead, just say it. It'll make you feel better. And when you say that, it actually makes mm-hmm. you feel like you have control. Maybe it's cognitive dissonance. I don't know. But the bottom line is, it makes you feel like, hey, this is my decision to say F it. You're not doing this mm-hmm. to me. I'm doing it to you. So it changes things for you. Listen, Dr. Sin, I want to mm-hmm. thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Been a lively discussion. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You too.
So there you have it. We have to take a quick commercial break. I'm being forced into a break here because we have to pick up our next guest. We're going to talk about the human performance effects of CBD oil. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Cannabidiol and CBD oil continues to be front and center in the media today. It's an emerging supplement. There are so many different benefits of it. My next guest is John Topp. He's with a sponsor of ours, madebyhemp.com. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. So it would be a lie not to acknowledge that every day something new is being discussed about CBD, both in the media as well as in the scientific community. Let's start off by asking you what's most exciting and new about what we're learning about CBD that actually imparts what we consider well-rounded all-around human performance, coping, and because we just talked about stress. I have to believe that it's good for dealing with stress as well, right?
You know, the federal government has patents on cannabidiol, or CBD as it's referred to, for anti-inflammatory and anti-anxiety properties, right? I'm not a doctor. I just want to throw that out there. You know, I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose, treat, prescribe, or cure anything.
Right.
But the research indicates that it has some fairly good efficacy when it comes to relieving stress, as well as dealing with minor inflammation issues, right? One of the exciting things that there's so much research out there. You know, I've been in this business for about 3 years now. Our company's been around for about 3 years. And every day I learn something new about the plant, the hemp plant, as well as about CBD and cannabidiol and some of the other cannabinoids, too. There are other cannabinoids in the plant, right, that are showing a lot of promise in research studies that are going on right now. You know, as far as performance enhancement, for example, I think the anti-inflammatory effects, right, can be very beneficial. You know, what I've read or the research that I've come across suggests that the cannabidiol molecules act as vasodilators. Basically what that means is, you know, all of the capillaries and blood vessels in your system, right, get expanded. This is how it flushes toxins, et cetera, away from damaged tissue. This is where the anti-inflammatory benefits, I believe, come from. At least this is what the research that I've read indicates. So I think it, from a sports standpoint, right, I think it's beneficial could be beneficial in alleviating potentially things like post workout
soreness,
right. And some of the minor injuries, right? A lot of when you're doing any kind of bodybuilding, right, for example, or doing any kind of heavyweight work, free weights, etc., the whole growth concept comes about by tearing down those muscle tissues, right?
Right.
You have to tear those muscle cells and then rebuild them, right, and let them heal. And I think that there probably is potential out there. And there aren't a lot of companies, to be honest, there aren't a lot of companies that I'm aware of that are pushing or creating or marketing CBD products from a sports standpoint.
I think that's a mistake, and here's why I say that. Because unlike cannabis, right, hemp
right.
has no psychoactive properties. So you're just getting the cannabidiol molecules without the tetrahydrocannabinoid molecule. So you're not getting high. It's not going to impair your performance. But what I'm hearing from people out there who are experimenting with CBD oil and exercise is that it cuts down the chatter in their head. You know, when you're working out, there's fear factor. If you're lifting heavy weights and so on, it cuts down the chatter in their head. It makes them more focused. It makes them feel a sense of calm, but it does not impair their ability to exercise. It doesn't slow them down or make them feel intoxicated like marijuana would do. And that's a really amazing dichotomy between these two plants.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I like to point out is, hemp and marijuana are really kind of the same plant in a sense. Okay, they're cannabis sativa is the scientific breakdown of it, right? But the hemp plant, particularly the plants that have been grown over in Europe for thousands of years, they've grown them for the textile properties over there, right? So the analogy I like to make is that you have a Great Dane and a miniature poodle. They're both dogs.
Right.
They're just really, really different dogs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the hemp plant, right, tends to be, particularly the industrial stuff that's been grown over in Europe for a long time. They're starting to grow it now in states like Colorado and Kentucky and some states, you know, where they've gotten approval for growing it for research purposes, et cetera. It's a very different plant than what people, than the marijuana strains that people have been growing here since marijuana was made illegal in the 1930s, right?
Right, right.
People have been growing it for that THC component. The hemp plant, those strains tend to be really high in CBD and really, really low in THC. It's not non-existent, but it's only trace amounts, right? In like the industrial hemp oil that we work with when we make products. So you don't get that psychotropic high because there's just not enough THC in it to create that whatever, you know, however the CBD tends to be really high. And that is where, like, for example, when I'm sitting here at work, if I'm having a stressful day, I will use one of our CBD products, right? And it takes, you don't get a high. It's really, really subtle. For me, at least, what I feel is I just kind of feel like, oh, you know what? Everything is in its place. I can deal with things, you know, I can deal with life on life's terms, so to speak. I don't have that black cloud hanging over my head because I'm so stressed. And I think that that's beneficial, like you say, from a sports standpoint, right? Because motivation is one thing. Motivation is an issue for a lot of people, right? And a lot of that is fear driven. A lot of it is, you know, anxiety driven, et cetera. And I think that the anti-anxiety effects that are touted about CBD probably have a very good application in the sports industry. You know, one of the products that we talked about a while back, and we just haven't, you know, we've got 19 different pots on the stove, product development wise, right? We're looking at coming out with a new topical line later this year. So we're doing a lot of R&D on that kind of thing. But we've looked at in the past creating some sort of, like, you know, those little 5-hour energy shots that they have out there that people take. I would like to, you know, to come up with something that's like a post-workout, 5-hour, not a 5-hour, you know, per se, but a post-workout drink, you know, a little bottle like that, something like that to help people, recuperate, right, from a hard workout. I think that there's potential there. I think that could be a really good product. You know, so there's all kinds of things that we're working on as a company. And that's probably going to be one of the things that we'll have coming out in the, down the road. But in the meantime, yeah, back to your question, you know, I think that, the advantage of CBD, is that you don't have that, psychotropic effect, right?
Yeah, you don't feel stoned. But like you said, it takes the edge off. And one of the things that I actually started looking for, earlier today was the relationship between the cannabinoid, receptor and the adrenal, receptor, because it seems to me that CBD oil elicits the same type of calming effect that beta blockers do that are used for high blood pressure. And, you know, beta blockers, a lot of people don't realize this, but when someone has social anxiety, they have to get up in front of a room full of people and talk.
Right.
They will give them beta blockers, which are used to lower blood pressure for some people. They don't work with everybody to lower blood pressure. But what they do is they make you calm and confident and relaxed because they block adrenaline from getting into the adrenal receptor and causing you to be, like, freaked out. And so,
right, the fight or flight mechanism.
Yeah,
right.
And what I think is that CBD oil must exert a very, very similar effect because that's what it does. Like you pointed out, it doesn't make you feel stoned, but it just makes you feel like you're in control. Like, oh, I got this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's my experience. You know, I've used our CBD products for like a wide range of things personally, right? I mean, I use some of our CBD products if I'm having a stressful day. I also use some of our CBD products if I've gone a couple nights where I'm not getting great sleep, right? Cause it helps calm my brain down and helps me just kind of, you know, cause my problem is sometimes I don't have trouble sleeping once I'm asleep. I have trouble falling asleep sometimes, right? So it kind of helps slow my brain down a little bit. Not getting high, but it just kind of calms that the neural processes in my brain, right? So that I'm not racing 90 miles an hour.
Right.
But I also have used, you know, we've got some topicals that are made by other companies that we sell. In fact, I've got one that's like a muscle rub, right? And it has some cayenne pepper in it and some other really good ingredients, camphor and menthol and things like that. Well, I've got some issues going on with one of my wrists. I use some of that topical on my wrists and it takes the pain away from, you know, I'm not making a claim here.
No,
it's,
you
know what I'm saying, but
it's well known that, that the cannabinoid receptor, has a almost analgesic like effect when it's activated. I want to talk about that when we come back because, and I also want to talk about what are the best products to go to if you want to try CBD for the first time. I know you have a patch. You've got oils and so on. So let's cover that, too, in the next segment, okay?
That sounds great.
Sit tight. We'll be right back with more.
Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperHumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with John Topp. He's with MadeByHemp.com. They're a sponsor here on Supreme Radio. And I just want to, before we go deeper in this, I want to mention something, John, and you're probably aware of this as well. So we have cannabinoid receptors in our brain and in our peripheral nervous system. We also have them in, now they're finding lung tissue and other tissues throughout the body. We once thought there were just two type of cannabinoid receptors, CB1 and CB2. Now we're finding out that there are more. There's a reason I'm telling you all this, so just bear with me. So the fact that we have these receptors in our body means that over 4.6 million years of evolution, we have been exposed to enough cannabinoids that they have become integrated into our physiology. Now, think about that for a second. Now, chances are we ate these cannabinoids because they were plant sources of food that perhaps we ate that contained these cannabinoids. But one thing is undeniable. We have been exposed to cannabinoids for such a long period of time in our evolutionary journey that we have receptors in our brain that respond to them. And we also make endogenous cannabinoids as well. So when people talk about cannabinoids, this is not something new. This is just being reintroduced to something that we have had been exposed to for 4.6 million years. I just wanted to say that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Now, and that our bodies produce internally similar cannabinoids to what are found in like these plants. And the interesting thing is, and this is something somebody just shared with me the other day, I believe there's only two medical universities here in the United States that even acknowledge that we have an endocannabinoid system.
Really?
So, you know, our medical profession has got a lot of catching up to do, I think, with regards to, you know, a lot of this, a lot of the research that's gone on. And you know, that's true of a lot of, I think, natural remedies, et cetera, et cetera. I think our, you know, the process that our medical, or, you know, the way our system works, it makes it difficult for, doctors to get on board, right? Because it's much easier, and, first of all, it's easier to write a prescription for a big pharmaceutical type, drug, right?
Any type, right.
And the other thing is that if a doctor tells you to go out to, you know, your local health food store and, you know, purchase a supplement and something goes wrong, right, all of the liability rests on the doctor's shoulders, right? As opposed to if he writes a prescription for a pharmaceutical, the liability goes off of his shoulders and goes on to the shoulders of the pharmaceutical company.
Right.
You know, because they've got big checkbooks. So, you know, it's things are slow. You know, a lot of the information that our medical establishment gets is from big pharmacy, right? And I don't want to sit here and diss big pharma or anything like that. I'm not going to get on some kind of big rant about that. I think that there's a time and a place for a lot of the medications that are out there.
Right.
You know, that don't have a natural source. You know, antibiotics. Where would we be without antibiotics?
Right?
Are they overprescribed? Maybe. You know, that you could make an argument for that. But I don't want to come off as dismissing the medical community. I think that they're just a little bit behind the curve on some of. You know, on some of this stuff, particularly the natural things. So, you know, that being said, you know, let's continue the conversation, because I agree with you 100%. I think, you know, one of the things that I've noticed in the past 3 years in working in this industry is that just when I think I know something, I figure out that I don't, and I learn something new. You know, because there's so much change and so much research and that's being done now and just starting to be done in this country, right? They've been researching the plant for, you know, many years overseas. Spain, Israel, all these other countries, they've been looking into this for a long time. But here, it's been illegal for our universities to even study it
I know.
You know, since the 30s. And it's just, that's starting to lighten up, right? So we're starting to see, more and more interest in studying it. And I think that the overall benefits that we're going to find, you know, 5 years from now, there's going to be a list that's far longer than what we even know now.
So let's talk about this. When I go to the website madebyhemp.com, which, by the way, our audience gets 25% off anything on the website using the coupon code SHR, a huge discount. With that being said, if I was new to this, where would I start? Which product should I try first?
Yeah, you know, that's really subjective, and it's one of those things, you know, Carl, and I don't want to come off the wrong way. I'm not on this show to necessarily sell products, and I don't want to say, I don't want that to sound the wrong way. You know,
I've never used CBD. Should I try a patch that lasts 96 hours, or should I try tasty hemp oil that I put a couple drops under my tongue? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, a lot of people start with like the tinctures, right? Or even the e-liquids. Now, I'm not a huge proponent of vaping, right? I think that the jury is still out on long-term effects of using like e-liquids, right? I mean, we make a standard e-liquid. We do it without nicotine. And we do it with using, you know, the hemp oil, the industrial hemp oil. So it has some CBD in it and stuff. So I think in a sense it's probably healthier than you know, like a nicotine vape, right?
Right.
I'm not a big proponent of that, but what I have found, at least the feedback that I've heard from customers, is that for mild anxiety and stuff, it's fairly effective, right? Because when you vape something, the absorption rate is almost 95% or higher.
Right.
So it's almost instantly in your bloodstream, right? So it's really effective for people who are dealing with, like, because anxiety is one of those things where it can creep up on people quickly, right? You can, you know, people have panic attacks, things like that. So, you know, if you take a product like the tinctures are great, you know, our tasty drops and stuff are a great way to get CBD in your system, but it's when you ingest something, it's slower getting into your bloodstream, right?
Right.
It's probably longer lasting. That bell curve of, you know, how long that CBD is in your bloodstream is probably longer on a product like the tasty drops. It's not as instantaneously effective as like the e-liquids. So, you know, a lot of times if I have a customer call in, you know, and they're saying, hey, which product should I try? What I try to do, you know, is first and foremost, I tell them, look, I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose, treat, or prescribe. All I can do is kind of share what my opinion is and what I might do if I was in their shoes.
Right.
And so I go based on, you know, what are you looking to try the CBD for, right? If it's for anxiety, then I might steer them towards, like an e-liquid.
I don't want to inhale something into my lungs. I'm totally opposed to that. So where do I go? I'm looking at the raw CBD, USHW, raw CBD, raw green version. It says 15 to 18% CBD. It comes in a little metered syringe. How's that as a starter?
Yeah, it's really good. In fact, we have a lot of people that the only real difference between that green raw oil and like the Tasty Drop tinctures is that we try and take that green raw oil and we make it a little more palatable using some other ingredients like vegetable glycerin and some you know food grade organic flavoring, etc.
Right.
So that really all it does is, I mean, we use that green oil to make those tinctures. So.
Right.
Yeah, the green oil itself, it's really, really earthy, right? It has a very, very strong earthy taste. You know, the example I like to give is, like, if you were to go out to your yard right after the rain and grab a handful of grass and throw that in your mouth and chew on it, that's what it's going to taste like.
Right?
It's really plant-like.
Right.
So we try and tone that down a little bit when we make the Tasty Drops. We tone that down a little bit, make it more palatable, make it easier for people to take. But we do have quite a few people that just go straight for you know, like the green, the raw oil, or the decarbed, which is the blue, or the filtered version, which is the gold version, right? There's just a couple different variations on that hemp oil. But people will do that, and they'll do a serving size of like maybe a grain of rice, as opposed to a half a dropper of the tincture.
Right, I got you.
You're gonna wind up getting about the same amount of CBD. But it's just different forms.
Okay,
of it, right?
Okay. So let's stick with this. So let's say I went for the raw CBD oil, and I buy a 1 gram metered dose, and I put you know some amount under my tongue, the size of a maybe that's considered one IU or something if you're using the detents on the little meter. How long does it take for me to start to notice it, and how long will that last once I start to notice it?
You know, again, that's going to vary a little bit. Everybody's body chemistry is different, right? Everybody's, you know, serving sizes are really, really subjective when it comes to this stuff. You know, all nutritional supplements, to a degree, are a little bit trial and error, right?
Right.
You know, I have a little bit of a problem with the cookie cutter approach that that big, you know, the big drug companies have with their medications, right? Because you know, one pill can't be the best dose for everybody, right? Because everybody's body sizes, height, weight, you know, body composition, body chemistry, all these things can vary. So what I usually do is I tell people, you know, first and foremost, CBD is really subtle. We have had a number of people who have bought products from us over the last couple of years, and, you know, and I had a guy call me, and he's like, hey, you know, I tried this stuff, but I'm not feeling anything. I said, well, you know, the thing is it's very subtle, right? That relaxation and calming that most people report can vary a little bit. You know, what might be a standard serving size for one person, you might need 1.5 of those, or right. two of those, or right. depending on body chemistry, right? But the, again, CBD is really, really subtle. A lot of people take a like a hemp oil supplement, you know, like our food, all of these, everything that we make is a food supplement, right?
Right.
And we've had people take those expecting that they're going to feel some of the high that, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh,
people are like
uh-huh.
thinking they're going to get a little bit stoned or something, and it doesn't work that way.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. Generally, though, if you take, like sublingually, like we're talking with one of the raw oils or even one of the tinctures, usually within a half hour, you should be feeling, some of the relaxation, some of the calming, right? Some of that black cloud disappearing. And what I have found, my experience at least, is that most of these cannabinoids, at least for me, stay in my system. You know, obviously they can, you know, test for various cannabinoids long after you've taken them. But
right.
As far as the efficacy goes, I think the bell curve is, depending on the product, but it can be anywhere from 4 to 8 hours. That's my own experience. Like if I take some of our CBD drops, or if I do some of the raw oil, that calming feeling generally lasts somewhere between 4 and 8 hours. But again, it's dependent on a number of different factors, right? So, like, what I generally tell people is when you start using a cannabinoid or, you know, like a CBD product, you might have to play with the number of servings and the serving sizes, right, because of the differences in body chemistry, et cetera, that we're talking about. And the other thing that we have to keep in mind is, you know, like you had mentioned, right, we have this endocannabinoid system, right? A lot of times our bodies can operate at a deficit, right? Maybe our bodies aren't making enough of our own internal cannabinoids.
Right.
So when you first start taking a product like this, sometimes your body might scavenge some of that stuff to use to fill gaps and plug holes
mm-hmm.
in your system, right? So, you know, you might take it to feel a little less anxious, and your body says, hey, I need this over here instead of up in your brain. So, you know, it's one of those things where what I tell people is when you first start taking one of these products, build it up over a couple days, right, until you start feeling the effects significantly that you're looking for. I mean, some people will get, you know, will take a product and they'll start using it and they'll notice the difference right away.
And some people won't.
Other people,
and that's the way it is with most supplements are like that. So that's the way it is. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
There's a banner ad on our website for madebyhemp.com. The coupon code is SHR25, SHR, the number 2, the number 5. You can save 25% off anything you buy there. Madebyhemp.com. If you go there directly without coming to our website, remember the coupon code is SHR25. Check it out. Give it a try. I want to hear from people. Two things. If you've tried it, what your experience is, and also if you have other questions, we'll have John Topp come back on and answer those specifically. How's that sound, John?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So that's it. Stay with me for a second, John. We also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Visit his website, CoachRobRegish.com. And thanks to Dr. Nancy Sin from Penn State for coming on and talking about how you cope with stress is more important than how much stress you have in your life. Maybe everybody should meditate. Maybe everybody should try CBD oil. How about that one? And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy?